As we learn more and more about the universe, fewer and fewer scientists are believing that the Big Bang actually took place. Has the Big Bang gone bust? Find out on today's Creation Moment. And now, our host, Paul Taylor.
As our knowledge of the universe grows, the Big Bang theory looks increasingly unlikely. Deep space X-ray observations in 1990, along with other observations, showed that the universe is lumpy. These lumps, such as huge structures like quasars and galactic clusters, already existed early in its history. This contradicts one of the primary so-called proofs for the Big Bang, the background microwave radiation. This radiation seems to be smooth and even, so there shouldn't be any lumps. To solve this problem, Big Bang believers invented cold dark matter. Cold dark matter is a sort of invisible genie. The gravity of this invisible stuff is supposed to have transformed the smooth, even Big Bang into the lumpy universe we see today. Now, several eminent scientists have rejected the cold dark matter theory. The authors of the latest report on the subject had been some of the strongest supporters of the Big Bang theory. Jeremiah Ostricker, chairman of the astrophysics department at Princeton, told a reporter, "This would be like a conference of theologians saying there is no God." Ostricker calls himself an agnostic on how to make the Big Bang theory work. Robert Wilson, co-recipient of the 1978 Nobel Prize for his work on the Big Bang, said, "I don't know how many people actually would have sworn on a stack of Bibles that cold dark matter existed, but this sort of closes off that avenue. If these men would take the Bible's message for what it is, God's message to them, they could forget the Big Bang theory and thank their Creator for his forgiving love in Jesus Christ."
Thanks for listening to today's Creation Moment. And please tell your friends that they, too, can hear us every weekday on this radio station.